The Miracles of the End Times of Our Prophet, Number 11, Events in Egypt. You are about to learn some amazing information. The events that began in Egypt in Tahrir Square are developments foretold by our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 1,400 years ago. The way that all the events and the physical features of the deposed Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak are described in great detail in the hadiths of our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is absolutely astonishing. This is a miracle bestowed on our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by God. The miracles of our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, must not be concealed and must be discussed everywhere. It is a disgrace that some Islamic scholars insist upon not speaking about these miracles. The Rook appearing in Egypt in the time of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. A star in the shape of a horn will appear in the east when Abbasid comes to Khorasan. The birth of that star will be after the eclipse of the sun and moon. Then corruption will persist until the coming of a rook in Egypt. As it is quite clear from the images you are now seeing, in terms of details such as his hair, the shape of his eyes, his facial expression, and the nature of his nose and mouth, Hosni Mubarak's face bears a close resemblance to a rook. Other details provided in the hadiths further corroborate that description. Note that they are covering up these miracles of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reports that this individual will live at a time of corruption and when a two-headed comet is seen. Lulin, the comet in question, approached closest to the Earth in February 2009. So, our Prophet's Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam metaphor of a rook appearing in Egypt is completely compatible with Hosni Mubarak. With a flattened nose. A man with a flattened nose will emerge from the Quraysh in Egypt. He will be defeated, his possessions will disappear. As seen from the picture, Hosni Mubarak's nose is visibly flattened, just as described in the hadith. Note that they are trying to keep these miracles of our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, covered up. A tyrannical Egyptian who slaughters the good. A tall, powerful, broad-shouldered one from the Arabs who destroys those who oppose him will govern. Each of the details revealed in this hadith is in complete agreement with Hosni Mubarak. For example, Hosni Mubarak had being of tall stature added to the list of presidential preconditions. He himself is also tall, as described in the hadith. Another characteristic cited in the hadith is that this person will destroy those who oppose him. Indeed, throughout his many years as head of state, Mubarak was known as the last pharaoh because of his dictatorial regime and oppression, especially toward Muslims. Our Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also refers to this person being physically powerful and broad-shouldered. With both his own military experience and also his 25,000-strong personal army, Mubarak appears to be powerful and is visibly, physically strong and broad-shouldered. Corruption that turns into fighting with swords. Corruption will be seen, followed by further corruption, and the first will incite the transition of the last into fighting with swords. In the events in Egypt, Mubarak's supporters began attacking the protesters using swords and cleavers, just as our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described in the hadith. The way that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described events in Egypt in such detail is most astonishing. Yet the really amazing thing is how Islamic scholars who say they love our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never refer to this miraculous state of affairs. Nobody who honestly loves Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would ever conceal his miracles. He would never disregard the system of the Mahdi foretold by him. That behavior will certainly be a grave responsibility in the sight of God.